For decades, Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district has been changing shape like an amoeba. How did it happen? 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young explores the process that led to this expansive district gerrymandering, which makes some constituents feel like their votes don't matter and their voices can't be heard.
According to the state constitution, congressional districts should be compact, contiguous, and respect county lines. That isn't exactly the case for Pennsylvania's 12th.
I never saw a map like this. To me, I would have thought a district would have been more central.
I think it looks like a hammer.
It's horrible. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It just looks weird. You know what I mean?
That's June Deal from Somerset County, Landon Valentine of Beaver, and Joan Barenbrug from Allegheny, who have at least two things in common: being represented by Republican Keith Rothfuss and being perplexed by this map. When Matthew Nance of Beaver Falls takes a look at the oddly shaped district that spans six counties, he recognizes the culprit.
Isn't it called gerrymandering or something? They always kind of figure out where the votes are going to be so they can keep their piece of the pie.
There are almost a million more Democrats than Republicans registered in Pennsylvania. But Republicans hold a large majority of Pennsylvania's congressional House seats, 13 out of 18. That's in part because of gerrymandering. It can happen during the redistricting process, every 10 years after the census. For congressional districts, a map is drawn and passed as a bill by the Pennsylvania House and Senate and signed by the governor. That gives a clear advantage to the majority party. And nowadays, advanced technology means literally looking at voters house by house to try to ensure more wins.
This is not something you solve overnight.
Kitsy McNulty is coordinator for the Pittsburgh chapter of Fair Districts PA. The nonpartisan coalition is fighting to change that redistricting process. Rather than politicians drawing the lines, Fair Districts wants an independent citizens commission to do it, a process California and five other states already have in place. She's also a plaintiff for a lawsuit from the League of Women Voters. It says the existing congressional map is unfair and should be totally thrown out. McNulty says the problem with gerrymandering is that it minimizes the voices of some constituents.
Well, you can't vote somebody out if their district is safe, so you can't hold them accountable.
These organizations have been fighting gerrymandering for a while, with limited support. That changed last November, after the presidential election.
Hundreds of people started showing up at a lecture about redistricting reform.
She says plenty of Republicans are also joining the effort. Turns out, eliminating gerrymandering has some bipartisan support in the state's General Assembly, too.
I'm not concerned about power or security of my seat. I'm concerned about representing the residents of the district.
Jim Marshall is a Republican. Born and raised in Beaver County, he represents the state's 14th legislative district. And he's one of dozens of co-sponsors for a bill to create a citizens commission. There's also a version in the state Senate, but both have been sitting in committees since May. Marshall says his constituents feel strongly about reform, calling him and sending postcards urging him to back the legislation.
If the General Assembly had past practice of drawing very compact and contiguous districts, then there wouldn't be an outcry from citizens for this type of change.
He says having compact districts could make the job easier for some elected officials, like the representative of his neighboring district, which spans three counties. That means dealing with three sets of county commissioners, conservation districts, and constituents. But Beaver Falls resident Landon Valentine has a different take.
It's bad, but here's the thing. Was it done within the confines of the law?
Most of the time. Maps have been thrown out in the past, but according to the courts, making them compact and contiguous is up for interpretation. And although the 12th is 100 miles wide and dips in and out of counties, it was passed by law. In Sewickley, also in the congressional 12th, business owner Keith Recker says no matter who's drawing the lines, the congressional map shouldn't be a political device.
It's so clearly manipulated. It's so clearly designed to keep certain people in their legislative jobs and certain people out of legislative jobs. It has nothing to do with community identity. It has nothing to do with geographic logic.
Lawsuits are common following redistricting, but very few are successful. And the Citizens Commission legislation will likely need a lot more support from Republicans to pass. If none of those efforts succeed, the results of the 2018 midterm election will decide which party takes the lead in redrawing the lines after the 2020 census. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.